Thank you, Mr. President. Let me once again assure you of my delegation's full cooperation and continued support. I also welcome Her Excellency Ambassador, Permanent Representative of Finland, to the Conference on Disarmament. My delegation associates itself with the G21 statement delivered by distinguished representative of Iraq. Mr. President, with regard to the agenda of this meeting, as we stated during your consultation with the G21 and was reiterated in the last plenary meeting before the end of the first part of the CD session, we expected that the themes for the thematic debate would be in accordance with the agenda items of the CD. Although the title for the thematic debates were modified accordingly, but the content and the subject remained unchanged. We are not pleased with the way that this thematic debate has been organized, and it's not clear that the proposed theme would help the CD to further its substantive work toward nuclear disarmament. Mr. President, the Islamic Republic of Iran is fully committed to the goal of a war free of nuclear weapons. And as the last victim of the use of weapons of mass destruction in recent history, is highly motivated to pursue the noble goal in cooperation with other delegations. International peace, security, and stability has been eroded by a range of serious and complex challenges, including the continued existence of thousands of nuclear weapons, disregard for nuclear disarmament obligations, the tendency to gain global dominance through military hardware, expansionism founded on the preemptive doctrine and misuse of international bodies, and terrorism. Fueled by the re-emergent armed race, those challenges has deepened distrust and insecurity among states and weakened the credibility and effectiveness of multilateral mechanisms. We are convinced that nuclear disarmament contributes essentially to international peace and security. Iran reiterates that the only guarantee against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons is their total, irreversible, and verifiable elimination, pending that the non-nuclear weapon states do have the right to enjoy unconditional and irreversible legally binding assurances against the use or threat of use of such weapons. Mr. President, the integrity and credibility of the NPT depends on full implementation of all obligations set out therein, including its Article 6 concerning nuclear disarmament. Nuclear disarmament as one of the three pillars of the NPT is the most important obligation of the nuclear weapon states. Under that Article 6, as unanimously decided by ICJ in its advisory opinion in 1996, I quote, there exists an obligation to pursue on good faith and bring to a conclusion negotiations leading to nuclear disarmament in all its aspects under a strict and effective international control, I unquote. This is an explicit legal obligation with no ambiguity or conditionality. Under the NPT, the non-nuclear weapon states undertake not to receive or develop nuclear weapons. In exchange for that, the nuclear weapon states committing themselves to nuclear disarmament and under strict and effective international control. The aggressive nuclear posture reviews of the US and the UK continue material breach of those countries' obligation under the NPT, particularly Article 6 and other commitments undertaken by nuclear weapon states during the past NPT review conferences, including the 13 practical steps on disarmament agreed to at the 2000 NPT review conference and the 2010 Nuclear Disarmament Action Plan adopted by NPT review conference in 2010. These irresponsible and dangerous policies entertain the utility of retaining nuclear weapon indefinitely, advocate the first use of such weapon, threaten their use against non-nuclear weapon state, and pursue the development of new types of nuclear weapons. These provocative policies, which has renewed the nuclear arms race represent the gravest threat to NPT credibility and the objective of nuclear disarmament. On the eve of the 10th review conference of the NPT, we should bear in mind that upholding the integrity and credibility of the NPT depends on the full and balanced implementation of obligations therein, in particular on nuclear disarmament. Mr. President, Iran welcomes the entry into force of TPNW on 22 January 2021 as an important step in the right direction and a clear indication of the international community's collective demand for total nuclear disarmament. This treaty is indicative of the deep frustration of the non-nuclear weapon states for non-compliance of the nuclear weapon states with their obligation for the total elimination of nuclear weapons. The frustration that exacerbated by the development of new nuclear weapons and the irrational nuclear doctrines to justify the use of those weapons as a means of terrorizing nations. Mr. President, for over five decades, the international community has emphasized that a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East would enhance international peace and security. Yet the Israeli regime, which has rejected and violated and ignored all international regimes on weapons of mass destruction, continues to be the only impediment in realizing such a zone. Due to its non-adherence to the NPT, as well as its nuclear arsenals and continued clandestine operations for the unsafeguarded nuclear facilities. Countries in the region and worldwide should unite in curbing threats posed by the Israeli regime weapons of mass destruction and pursuing the establishment of a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East as soon as possible. We reiterate our call on the international community to utilize any opportunity to compel Israel to promptly accede to the NPT as a non-nuclear weapon party without any precondition, place all of its nuclear facilities under the IAEA full scope safeguards. Mr. President, the disarmament obligation is universal and unconditional. Accordingly, Iran strongly rejects any initiative or concept that aims to create conditionality for nuclear disarmament obligations, such as creating the conditions for nuclear disarmament, CCND, or creating an environment for nuclear disarmament, CEND, proposed by the US. We believe that nuclear disarmament should be the top priority of our work here in the city, and we are ready to work with you and other delegations to that end. I thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.